I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Last week, indirect talks between Iran and the U.S., mediated by Oman, ended with hope for further negotiations. Yet within Iran, pressure on any dissenting voice continues. Security forces have arrested members of Iran's reformist movement. This group seeks to change the regime from the inside out. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says about regime change,
"We still can't say definitively whether that will happen or not, but there is a resolve inside of the Iranian people that we have not seen in these last 45 years.
Yet the cost has been high. A U.S.-based human rights group has verified nearly 7,000 deaths over the past weeks of protest. Stand with Iranians by praying for gospel advance.
The people are searching for truth. They're searching for hope. And that's what makes Jesus and the gospel so appealing right now."
Meanwhile, Christian World Outreach recently led a training for church leaders in Zimbabwe, focused on the authority of Scripture and sermon planning. Greg Yoder with CWO says,
"They're hungry for training, and a lot of them have not had training in seminary or any official biblical training, but they love the Lord and they want to do ministry. And so that's one thing we do. We do 3-4 day seminars with church leaders. Sometimes it's just back to the Bible, even just what does the Bible really say, and teaching them, you know, how to read the Bible and how to present it to the people that they're ministering to."
Please pray for others to join CWO in this ministry and for continued opportunities for discipleship with these pastors. Pray that congregations will be blessed by the ministry. Learn more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.